Cartel calls out Mexican government corruption after hanging bodies from overpass. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on July 22, 2026. A group of gunmen claiming to be from the Sinaloa cartel released a video in various social media messages calling out the deals between Mexico's government and drug cartels. The messages came just days after the same criminal organization hung multiple bodies from an overpass in Mexico. "We don't kill innocents," one of the gunmen says in the video, where he stands in front of several gunmen who are holding up signs with the letters CDS and MF, referring to the Sinaloa cartel and the Maito Flaco faction. "No respetaron los acuerdos y por eso los mataran. El CDS detrás de los muertos en Zacatecas. Y lo mejor, mandan amenaza a et David Manrila et Claudia Sheehan y gente de et defensa MX1. La violencia va a la alza y todos lo sabemos. pic.twitter.com/ab/mdw7call. Salem the Cat, at Halloween Salem 2, July 21, 2026. In the messages, the group takes credit for having killed 10 men in the state of Zacatecas over the weekend, where 5 of them were hung from an overpass, and the others were left in various parts of the city. The victims were identified in local news as some local politicians and businessmen. The Sinaloa cartel addressed their message to Zacatecas Governor David Monreal Avila and claimed that the victims had been killed under orders. In the video, they tell Monreal not to forget his accords with the Sinaloa cartel, adding that they have kept their end of the bargain. The video issues a threat to Monreal that if he or his staff fell back on their promises, they would be coming after them. Monreal hails from Mexico's ruling party Morena. In recent weeks, Morena has been the topic of much controversy following the criminal indictment filed by the U.S. Department of Justice against Sinaloa's Governor Ruben Rocamoya and 9 of his closest political allies. The indictment accuses Rocamoya of working with the Chapitos faction of the Sinaloa cartel in exchange for money and political power. As Breitbart Texas has reported, the issue sparked international tensions with Mexico when President Claudia Sheinbaum, who hails from the Morena party, publicly defended Rocamoya, claiming that there was no proof of any wrongdoing and that the indictment was politically motivated by the far right from the United States. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.